Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. The outer loop of the Beltway at Leesburg Pike. There's a car fire blocking two lanes. The outer loop, slow going indeed from the American Legion Bridge to 66. It's an 18-minute commute. At Falls Church, eastbound 66, as you come up on the Beltway, we have an accident. Police are on the scene there as well. In Glen Burnie, Route 100, westbound at 97, another crash, albeit on the shoulder. Minnieville Road in Woodbridge at Telegraph Road, there's an accident. Police are there. And northbound 95 between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 15-minute commute. You're tapping the brakes here. As for mass transit, Silver Line between Wheelie, Reston East, and Boston, we have trains operating only between those two points. Use the orange or blue lines if you wish to continue that trip. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day in the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Haymarket, 38 in Olney, 41 degrees in Washington. New surveillance video shows the Florida gunman walking calmly down the street moments after the shootings. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
And good morning, Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary. It is 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Morning's on the Mall, and there is a lot going on, and I appreciate you being here and spending some of your President's Day with us. Now, the President is being criticized because he, according to some, is using the Florida school shooting as an excuse to attack the FBI. So we'll get into that story and a number of others related to the Valentine's Day massacre, as it's being called. The president just yesterday now backing efforts to improve federal gun background checks. The White House revealed yesterday that the president would support a push to improve the nation's system of background checks for would-be gun buyers days after the shooting massacre in Florida. Now, we know that White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president spoke on Friday to Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn about a bill the Texas Republican had introduced alongside Chris Murphy, a Democrat out of Connecticut, which would, quote, improve federal compliance with criminal background check legislation. Now, we know that the shooter in Florida, he had no criminal record. This kind of came out of nowhere, at least according to some. But we know that there were a lot of clues that were missed, and we'll get into that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders continued, while discussions are ongoing and revisions are being considered, the president is supportive of efforts to improve the federal background check system. We know that the president singled out mental health as a possible factor, and it seems to me now the president was absolutely right in that. He said that so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior, and neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. He talks about how we must always report such instances to authorities again and again. We know that over the weekend, we saw over the last couple of days, a lot of students, not only in Florida, but also across America, demanding more, quote unquote, gun control. Now, Tim sent me a tweet on Twitter at Dan Mandis Show. Kids speaking up, okay, and they have a right to be angry, but angry never helps and left never wastes a good crisis. Well, we certainly know that. He says, my concern is kids not getting a balanced picture of what has happened in the past. He also talks about how it's the Democrats who have made schools no gun zones and made them targets. Now, 98.4% of the mass shootings in America have happened, believe it or not, I know you believe it, in no gun zones. We know this. So this is one of those conversations across America that is going to have to be multi-level. If they're going to talk about background checks, that's fine. But I think that we also have to talk about no-gun zones and how we know that what that does is that really leaves people vulnerable. We know that. Now, one of the things that I thought about over the last couple of days is there were two coaches and a teacher, if I'm not mistaken, who gave their lives protecting the students in Florida there at the high school. And one of the things that I just kept thinking about was, what if those teachers and those coaches who literally, folks, stood in front of the bullets as they were coming towards the students, what if they had been able to protect themselves with their own firearm? I know that this is a very sensitive topic, but we also know that there are times, and there are times to have these kinds of conversations. Like, for example, if someone is a responsible gun owner, should they, as in teachers and administrators, be allowed to carry guns inside the campus, in school, inside the classroom? Specifically for this reason. And I started thinking about it. These teachers and these coaches, and we've seen this, of course, often enough, whenever we see these attacks on high schools and junior highs and elementary schools, usually there is an adult there that has given their lives trying to protect the kids. What if those that were willing to give their lives, instead of just being sitting ducks, what if they could protect themselves? What if a responsible gun owner was able to take out the person who was coming into the school with the determination that they want to kill as many people as possible? Now, that's one of the, I think, one of the more important conversations that we should have. Because I think that, and when you speak to responsible gun owners, and when you speak to, and I've taken dozens and dozens and dozens, I would probably say even hundreds of calls over the years, because I've been doing talk radio for a long time, I've probably taken hundreds of calls from teachers who would say, yes, absolutely, if I could take matters into my own hands, and if I could take out somebody who wanted to kill my students, I absolutely would. Because the teachers who gave their lives, they knew that they were going to perish because this person is walking in with a gun and he's trying to do whatever he can to kill as many students as possible. And to me, a responsible gun owner could at least, at the very least, have a fighting chance. Now, here is what the critics of President Trump are saying regarding his tweets, regarding the FBI. President Trump said it was not acceptable over the weekend that the FBI missed signs the Florida school shooter was going to attack. We know the FBI missed a couple of different opportunities to, at the very least, talk to this guy, Cruz. Say, listen, we don't like what you're posting on Facebook. You seem like you are a danger to society. Now, one of the things that has been a topic of conversation as well, the sheriff there in Broward County, Florida, he is imploring lawmakers, please, when people post vague threats like this, he says, we want to take them in. We want to detain them. We want to talk to them. That's another conversation. We know what this guy posted on social media. We know that he said that he wanted to be a professional school shooter. Based on that, should the authorities be allowed to take somebody in and detain them? Now, we all know what's going to happen. He's going to say, well, I was just kidding. I really wasn't serious, because we know that we have seen over and over and over again, we have seen what? We have seen copycats calling in threats to schools and making posts on social media and so forth. But the point is, even if they're not necessarily breaking a law by putting these vague threatening posts, if the authorities are allowed to speak to somebody who does that, it could spook them enough to maybe rethink what they're thinking about doing. Now, we know the president's exact tweet. He said it was very sad that the FBI missed all of the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. He tweeted, this is not acceptable. They're spending too much time. The FBI is spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. So there is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud. Now, people, as you can imagine, on social media who already are Trump haters, they didn't like what he had to say. And Arizona State Congressman and Iraqi war veteran Ruben Gallego, well, he went so far as to call the president a psychopath. His exact tweet, "You're such a psychopath that you have to make even the deaths of 17 children, well, it was 14 children and three adults, about you." He says, "America will regret the day you were ever born." And it goes on and on and on. So this is obviously a discussion that's going to continue this week. My name is Dan Mandis. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the 5. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews. Hey, Art.
Hi there, Dan. And in College Park, the inner loop of the Beltway approaching the Greenbelt Metro Station, there is a crash. It's on the shoulder, and the tow truck is on the scene. Route 50 eastbound at the Beltway, there's a crash blocking two left lanes. Police and the fire department on the scene. A tow truck there as well. It's a rollover, we're told. On the outer loop of the Beltway at Leesburg Pike, car fire. Police, they're there. Two left lanes are blocked. And the cleanup is in progress, so we'll let you know when that clears. 270 northbound from the Beltway to 370. It's about a 10-12 minute trip. As for mass transit, trains are operating on the Silver Line between Wheelie Reston East and Boston only, so you want to use the Orange or Blue Lines to continue the trip. And speaking of the Orange and Blue Lines, trains are single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon, running every 24 minutes, and all of this because of some ongoing maintenance. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for your President's Day, it's going to be rainy today. Showers, a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 49. Right now, it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
And it's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Vincent Mary. Yes, indeed. The president getting criticized all over the place for criticizing the FBI for missing what they missed regarding the shooter in Florida. The president criticizing the FBI again, talking about how it's been a very sad day, that there were so many signals missed by the FBI. And we know that on Friday, they admitted that they missed a clue last month. There was a tip that came into the FBI, and they admit that they missed it. They didn't follow through. We also know about the YouTube comment from several months ago where the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, said, yeah, he wants to be a professional school shooter. So one of the things that I've been talking about today is the fact that you have students now who are getting ready to stage walkouts all across America. And so one of the things that I would love to see happen, while the students are screaming about gun control and gun laws, and it's all very predictable, we all know that this is a very complicated issue. But what I hope is that in this conversation, the students do indeed get some sort of a balanced discussion on all this, because I could just hear it. As a matter of fact, I did hear in the news a couple of days ago, they're talking to these various students all across America and certainly in Florida. And one of the things that they're screaming about is that they want gun-free zones. And as I said in the last segment, well, what we know is that 98.4% of mass shootings occurred in gun-free zones. And I've often said, and gun advocates will also, of course, tell you, and Second Amendment supporters will tell you, that when you're in a gun-free zone and you don't have your gun, then obviously if somebody comes in, you have no way to protect yourself. So what I'm hoping for in all of this is less of a political discussion and more of a discussion as far as, yes, things like gun-free zones and how they do leave people vulnerable, how most of the mass shootings across America have happened in gun-free zones. You can talk about the Aurora school, Aurora movie theater shooting. You can talk about the shooting in Columbine. You could talk about what happened in Parkland. So the more that we see these things, and the more that the students are, and listen, it's good that the students are rising up. It's good that that the students are now understanding that perhaps they can be a force for change here in America. But as long as it's a balanced discussion, and that's what I'm hoping that we ultimately end up finding, is a balanced discussion. Speaking of what happened in Florida, we always see this, and that's such a sad sign of our times, isn't it? The sales of bulletproof backpacks are now soaring 30% after the Florida school shooting, and I'd be willing to bet that it's actually a lot more now. Bulletproof backpacks, they've now seen a huge boost in sales. They're called the Bullet Blockers Fortified Backpacks. Listen to the cost of these things. They cost between $200 and $500. And they are saying that they've seen a big boost in sales. The company is now claiming that it sold 500 of the bags on Thursday. They also say that they continue to fly off of the shelves. Now, I didn't know this, but, I mean, they have bulletproof everything. They have bulletproof farm coats to bulletproof leather jackets. They have bulletproof collars, lab coats, I mean, you name it. They even have, I didn't know this, do you know that they have a bulletproof Gucci diaper bag that costs $3,100? A Gucci New Flora technical jersey jacket, that also going for $3,200, and even a bullet blocker, bulletproof, I think this is a purse. It's like a purse, and that is also bulletproof. So they've got all of these kinds of things, and again, it's a sign of our times, a sad sign of our times. You know how much a bulletproof Armani Wall Street suit is going to run you? $5,895, and I'm not exactly sure what I think this is a motorcycle jacket. That is going for $6,000. I mean, it does go on and on and on. So this is one of those debates that is going to continue, and it certainly will continue in the days and the weeks ahead, and certainly it's going to continue in Congress. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary on WMAL.
Use the home equity in your home to pay off credit card debt and save money. Learn more at cornerstonefirst.com or 202-625-1221.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay. If you go through a typical contractor, you pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Can your furnace limp through another winter, churning and burning and chugging to keep up? What do you think the odds are? Let me up the ante. What if we hit a really tough stretch, a cold spell like we get from time to time? Sounds pretty risky, right? Now, what if I told you you didn't have to gamble this year and that you can get a brand new furnace, high efficiency, with a lifetime guarantee? All that for as low as $89 a month. It's a true lifetime replacement guarantee, which means if the heat exchanger goes out, we'll replace the entire furnace at no charge, including installation. Hi, this is Dave Snell for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, and this will be the last furnace you'll ever have to buy for your home. True peace of mind with a brand new high-efficiency furnace with a lifetime guarantee as low as $89 per month.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
725 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Art Andrews. Hey, Art.
Hi there, Dan. College Park, Baltimore Avenue between Amherst Road and Guilford Road. We're dealing still, and it's been all morning. Police activity, all lanes are blocked. College Park, the interloop of the Beltway approaching the Greenbelt Metro Station. They just cleared an accident, so that's beginning to improve. The outer loop of the Beltway at Leesburg Pike, watch out for a car fire. It has been moved to the shoulder, and Route 50 in Hyattsville, eastbound at the Beltway, there is a crash. That, too, is over to the shoulder. As far as mass transit is concerned, Silver Line trains are operating between Wheeling, Reston East, and Dalston only. And if you want to continue that trip, use the orange or blue lines. And the orange and blue lines, be advised, trains are single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon, and they're running every 24 minutes. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around with an overcast sky. Some of those showers scoot through this morning and a few possible this afternoon, 52. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mattis in for Vincent Mary. Mornings on the Mall right here on WMAL. I can't even imagine the stories that James Sneed and his wife Kimberly have. They are the couple that took in Nicholas Cruz. And so a lot of people are now looking at this couple and wondering, how in the world did they not see that he was getting ready to do what he ultimately did on Valentine's Day? Now you know the story of this guy, Cruz. And for the record, I absolutely abhor using his name, but sometimes you have to just to tell the story. And so this couple, they decided to take him in because their son was friends with him. And so we know that his mother just died back in November, and he's had a lot of loss over the last couple of years. To me, though, he still clearly knows right from wrong. But they're now looking back on the past several months that he has been living with them in their home. They had guns. They had knives. They were all under lock and key. But this guy, Cruz, he actually had the key. And so now they're looking back and they're trying to figure out what in the world did they miss. I will tell you their story and what they're now saying as they look back and have a little bit more perspective on what happened on Valentine's Day and what's happened in the previous couple of months. They gave a big interview to one of the local newspapers. I'll share you that story next right here on WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
729 right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Straight ahead, oh my, have you heard the audio? Fergie has absolutely butchered the national anthem. That story and a whole lot more straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Parkland, Florida continues to mourn the 17 victims of the school shootings last week, and the staff of the high school where the violence happened might be asked to return to work soon.
This is according to the Broward Public Schools, is that they're expected to allow teachers, staff to go back into this school. So as you might imagine, not only are funerals happening and some of these victims being laid to rest, but some of the people who were inside when this massacre occurred are expected to go back inside.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. 17 young people from across the Washington area plan to be outside the White House today to lie down on the ground, symbolizing the 17 lives lost in Parkland, Florida last week. They're demanding tougher federal gun laws. New this hour, police have taken a man into custody after a barricade situation early this morning in College Park. It all started around 4 this morning on Carlton Terrace. It ended just a few minutes ago. One deputy was reportedly injured during the standoff. In a series of weekend tweets, President Trump again insisted there was no Russia collusion and saying indictments announced Friday are proof.
On CBS's Face the Nation, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott agreeing with Mr. Trump.
Their objective of meddling in our elections to change the outcome, so far there is no evidence that suggests that it has been effective.
What Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said Friday was that there was no allegation in the indictment that Russia's efforts affected the election outcome. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Late last night, the president tweeted that he hopes Oprah Winfrey runs for president in 2020 so that, quote, she can be exposed and defeated just like all of the others, unquote. Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219. The Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports sponsored by Lidl. Team LeBron beats Team Stefan in the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball, the Maryland women lose. Hockey, the Caps visit Buffalo this afternoon. And Austin Dillon wins the Daytona 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Lidl, find Farmer's Market quality for less. Now through Thursday, apples and pears are 30% off. Lidl's Honeycrisp apples were $2.49 per pound, now only $1.74. Try high quality groceries at delightfully low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery. Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
Isn't it time to finally have LASIK? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witten has performed more LASIK procedures than any surgeon in the area. Are you tired of your reading glasses like I was? Dr. Witten is one of the leading surgeons to correct reading vision as well. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten or Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com. wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He went to Wendy's and got...
two junior bacon cheeseburgers, a medium fry. Then I got this $250 ticket on top of it.
Seven on Your Side investigates why DC's issued more than $200,000 in tickets at one local Wendy's. Fast food ticket trap. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Morning, more breaking news for you in DC.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, as you mentioned, in College Park, that standoff is over, but Baltimore Avenue remains closed between Amherst Road and Guilford Road. The outer loop of the Beltway from the American Legion Bridge to 66, very, very slow. It's a 10-minute commute. That's about 3 or 4 minutes more than it should normally take you. Route 50 eastbound at the Beltway, an accident moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. And at Virginia 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a 15-minute commute. Are you looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around with an overcast sky. Some of those showers scoot through this morning, and a few possible this afternoon, 52. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Manassas, 32 in Bowie, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:36, mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. I don't know. You know, at some point, some of these pop singers need to just understand you don't need to take a lot of liberties when it comes to the national anthem. I don't know if you heard, but Fergie just absolutely bizarrely sang the national anthem last night during the NBA All-Star Game. It's even being panned as the worst ever. And to make matters even worse, as a number of outlets have pointed out, well, it was in front of an A-list crowd as well. Now, just for the record, I don't relish in other people's failures. I really don't. I just don't know what she was thinking. And it's interesting because some of the cameras were sort of, you know, taking shots of the crowd and so forth. And so you had some of these A-listers kind of snickering as she is singing, and it's her own special little spin on the song. And of course, people started going nuts on Twitter as well. I'm going to read you some of these tweets, but first, you've got to hear this. This is Fergie last night. I'm not going to play the entire, whatever it was, 3 minutes or so, but I'm going to just play you a little snippet of Fergie and her rendition of the national anthem last night. Listen. So that is Fergie last night, just part of her national anthem. And a lot of people are saying that this is disrespectful. And it was it Roseanne Barr? I think it was Roseanne Barr that absolutely shanked the national anthem way back when. I think it was in San Diego before a game there in San Diego before Padres game. So, of course, what we didn't have back then is what we do have now, which is Twitter, where folks can absolutely instantaneously react. And boy, did they ever. Again, is being quickly labeled as the worst rendition ever by those who believe that she chose to sing the Star Spangled Banner in her own way. Khloe Kardashian summed up the early antics of the game, and her tweet said, "This all-star opening is confusing me. WTH is going on. Anyone? Amanda Seals, I believe that's her name. Fergie's national anthem was an alternative fact. Bob Saget, one of my personal favorite comedians. Fergie's rendition of the national anthem was originally written by Francis Scott, out of key." And it goes on and on. One person also said, not only is Steph Curry on Twitter during the hashtag NBA All-Star Game, but he's liking tweets about how bad Fergie was and a whole bunch of crying face emojis. And one more, actor Robert Wall, he tweeted out, "The national anthem was based off of a 1770s drinking song. I'm assuming at Fergie was taking it back to its drunken roots with her performance at tonight's hashtag NBA All-Star Game." And it goes on and on. So I don't know what Fergie was thinking. You know what? On the one hand, you could say, and listen, I'm not a singer. I don't play any instruments, whatever. But it just does seem to me that of all the songs that you don't take liberties for, it would be the national anthem. But she decided to do it, and now she is getting absolutely crucified. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Vince and Mary. It is 7:41. Well, here's a story that is certainly, of course, close to all of our hearts and all of our minds, and that is, of course, the Florida school shooting. And the couple who took in Nicholas Cruz out of the goodness of their hearts, well, they're now looking and trying to figure out, as they look back, they're trying to figure out what they could have done differently, maybe to prevent these attacks. Now, you know the story. You know the story about James Sneed and his wife, Kimberly. They are 48 and 49, respectively. And they are the couple that, again, out of the goodness of their hearts, accepted Cruz into their lives and into their homes. And they're now saying that they could not see his dark side. Now, Cruz came to live with them in the months prior to February 14th, after his mother died back on November 1st from pneumonia. And perhaps you remember that his father died of a heart attack years ago. And their story is so incredibly tragic. And I've got that story straight ahead right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
We're talking with Debbie Garcia, CEO of Your Home Now Mortgage. So what makes you different from all the other lenders?
Well, three things for sure. One, we eliminate the middleman. you'll deal with us directly. Two, we're right here locally in the Tysons Corner area, and we're always in touch with you. We provide you live updates on the status of your loan so you know exactly when you're going to close.
And why is now a good time to refinance with YHN?
When you call us, there's no push one for this or three for that. You'll talk to a real person. Rates are really good, and this is important. We're not like the big banks. We'll work with you personally to make sure you'll get the best possible rate.
Any advice on the new tax laws?
Sure. If you want to take advantage of additional write-offs, an investment property is always a good idea. We offer a variety of investment products with great terms and competitive rates.
Your home now mortgage. Go to YHNmortgage.com. That's YHNmortgage.com. Or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
7:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And for Vincent Mary, Dan Madden is here. And we do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's a big good morning to Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. And indeed we do. In the district, Constitution Avenue Northwest at 9th, we have an accident blocking two right lanes. Police are there. Outbound New York Avenue from the 3rd Street Tunnel to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a 10-minute trip. So you're tapping the brakes just a bit, not too bad, but be aware of a little bit of slowness. Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a 6-minute trip. That's a little slower than normal. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway, it's 11-minute travel time. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be somewhat rainy today with showers and a high of 52. Tonight, look for cloudy skies and a low of about 49 degrees. And right now, it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital.
Very sad something like that could happen. But the job the doctors did, the nurses, the hospital, first responders, law enforcement, really incredible. The speed that they got the victim over to the hospital was like record. One case 20 minutes and one case 19 minutes from the time of the shot. It's an incredible thing.
Yeah, that is President Trump, and talking about the fabulous job we know that the doctors and the nurses and the first responders did in dealing with the shooting this past February 14th in Florida. Now, one of the things that a lot of folks are talking about is this couple. They are the ones that were essentially taking care of and allowing the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, into their home. Jason Sneed is 48 years old, and believe it or not, he is a military intelligence analyst, and he saw none of this coming. This is a guy whose job it is to analyze intelligence for the military, yet somehow when he was staying in their home, they didn't see this carnage that was about to come. Kimberly, by the way, his wife is 49 years old. She's a neonatal intensive care nurse, and they have now given an interview with the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. And as you can imagine, they realize now they had this monster that was living in their home, and they had absolutely no idea that he was about to snap. And now, of course, everyone wants to speak to them. So their story is really a tragic one. Now, for them personally, it could have been a lot worse, as we all know. But this guy, Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, he spared them and, of course, unfortunately went to his high school. But he had come to live with them after his mom, Linda, died of pneumonia on November 1st. And as we all know, his father died years ago from a heart attack. And so Cruz went to live with the Sneeds. And they allowed him into their home, the goodness of their hearts. Cruz was a friend of their son's. And so now they are revealing that they failed to see the dark side of Cruz. As we know, he gunned down 17 innocent people on Valentine's Day. So they have given this interview to the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. And she says, we had this monster, Kimberly says, we had this monster living under our roof and we didn't even know. And James is adding, that everything everybody seemed to know, we did not know. It's as simple as that. Now, I think there's a lot of people, a lot of parents maybe, that can relate to that, because we know, even though Cruz wasn't their son, we also know that people are different, especially kids. They're different at home than they are at school, or say, for example, for some folks, at work as well. So in this case, even though he was 19 years old, he was still in school, and so they never saw this coming. We all know that the classmates, the teachers, and the administration there at the school, they all said that this guy Cruz, he was going to snap. The FBI had been contacted not once, but twice. We all know that the FBI missed a couple of different opportunities to, at the very least, speak to this guy. So it seems like everybody who encountered Nicholas Cruz knew that he had the potential to do this kind of a thing. He literally posted it on social media, on that YouTube account, when he was posting in the comments, and he said he wanted to be a professional school shooter, and the FBI had a screenshot of that sent to them. They didn't do a darn thing, ultimately. And so now they're talking about, in looking back, what the Sneeds could have done differently. They do say that he was extremely depressed after the death of his mother. They said that he noticeably was immature for his age, but seemed to be growing happier after moving into their new home. Again, they saw absolutely nothing coming. They do say, and I find this absolutely odd, Cruz had unusual eating habits and at times would place cookies inside of steak and cheese sandwiches. The family had pets in their home, and they say that they saw no signs of animal cruelty. And that's one of the things that a lot of folks are pointing to with this guy Cruz, is that he was extremely cruel to animals and even posted photographs. The word is, he even posted photographs of animals that he had killed. Neighbors even came out and said that he had some very bizarre, disturbing details about he treated some of these animals in the neighborhood. Now, they do admit, and this is one of the things that they are admitting that they did not see. They do admit that this guy was gun obsessed, and he was so obsessed that he wanted to keep this AR-15 in their home. But they're very much concerned about gun safety, so they made him buy a locking safe to keep in his bedroom. Problem, of course, is that he had the key. And he took that AR-15, and, well, we know what he did with it. Now, they say that inside that safe were other various guns as well as knives, and it goes on and on. She apparently, Kimberly Sneed, the mom, she reportedly encouraged him to attend therapy sessions after the passing of his adoptive mother. And she said that just 5 days before the shooting, she and Cruz attended a session together. Now, we know that, at least for me, this is all going to come down to mental health. To me, it's not about the gun. It's about mental health. We don't know what drugs he was on. We don't know if he had been diagnosed with anything officially. Word is he had autism. It goes on and on. The couple, though, claims the night prior to the Valentine's Day shooting, there was no indication of any unusual behavior. Then on Valentine's Day, they got a call at about 2:30 from a panicked Cruz as he was running away from the school saying there has been a shooting. Obviously, he was trying to play the I've been a victim card, and he was not involved in the shooting, unfortunately for the Sneeds and for the 17 people that were killed, not to mention the scores that remain hospitalized. We know all now know what he did because he himself has admitted to it. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Vincent Mary. Got a lot more straight ahead.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money, or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually, and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Circadian Clock, Understanding How the Body Cycles, on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
7:55, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. In for Vince and Mary, I'm Dan. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you. Constitution Avenue at 9th, there's a crash. Two right lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Page Publishing. Outbound New York Avenue from the 3rd Street Tunnel to the BW Parkway. It's a 10-minute trip. You're tapping the brakes here. Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue. More like 7 minutes, so it too is slow. In Springfield, 95 northbound at the Fairfax County Parkway. Police are on the scene of an accident. They have pushed it over to the shoulder. And College Parkway in Arnold and Arundel County at Baydale Drive. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. As for mass transit, Silver Line trains are operating between Wheelie Reston East and Boston only. Use the orange or blue lines to continue that trip. Say, have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. The number is 1-800-470-4833. 1-800-470-4833. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around with an overcast sky. Some of those showers scoot through this morning and a few possible this afternoon, 52. Tonight, we'll drop into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 42 degrees in our nation's capital.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Jumpstart your cyber career with a degree from a respected public state university designated by the NSA and DHS as a center of academic excellence in information assurance education. Study cybersecurity, cyber technology, cyber policy, or digital forensics. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It feels like it was smooth sailing to retirement, but when the market moved on us, when it kind of just shifted underneath our feet right there in the first 10 days of February, it was a little bit humbling. And it felt like, well, maybe it was just a reminder of maybe the road won't be so smooth to get to the finish line.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
7:59 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up, Laura Ingraham tells NBA players to shut up and dribble. And, of course, cries of racism. And a major player in the hashtag MeToo movement is herself being accused again. Details next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As survivors of last week's school shooting in Florida demand that it be the last such massacre, marches are now being planned around the country to amplify the students' message. Emma Gonzalez, a student at Stoneman Douglas High School who survived the shooting last week, had a blunt message for the National Rifle Association.
Disband, dismantle. Don't make another organization under a different name. Don't you dare come back here. The fact that you were in power for so long and that you had so much influence for so long in America just goes to show how much time and effort we still need to spend on fixing our country. And gun control is just the first thing right now. The first thing that we are mainly focusing on.
Meanwhile, a group of protesters organized by some D.C. area teenagers plans a lie-in at the White House today. They want to dramatize their demand for tougher gun laws in the wake of the Florida shootings. The group Teens for Gun Reform say 17 of its members will lie down on the ground outside the White House to symbolize the 17 lives lost in Parkland, Florida. Authorities in Stafford and Spotsylvania counties are investigating threats made on social media over the weekend against two Northern Virginia middle schools. An online post threatened gun violence at T. Benton Gale Middle School in Fredericksburg and at Thornburg Middle School in Spotsylvania Courthouse. The post was spread online on Facebook, Instagram, and Stafford Talk. A barricade situation early today in College Park has now ended with one man being taken into police custody. It happened at a home on Carlton Terrace, where around 4 o'clock this morning, a deputy went on a call of a person in distress. Police say there was an exchange of some kind, leaving the deputy injured. The man was eventually taken into custody about an hour ago, ending that barricade situation. Highway backups are making it increasingly common for commuters to cut through otherwise quiet neighborhoods. And lawmakers are still grappling with how to address that.
The prodigious backups on 95 have led to lots of complaints from people living near the highway, says Virginia State Senator Scott Surivel.
I've had constituents that have sent me pictures of dozens of cars lined up as far as the eye can see along roads where you normally have kids riding bikes and throwing a ball around.
Instead of the legally uncertain approach of only allowing locals on those roads, Surivel had another idea.
My legislation only prohibits an electronic routing service from telling someone that road is a way to go on their app.
The bill failed on a tight vote, but
the lobbyist for Google told me it's an approach they hadn't seen before, and I'll try and persuade some more people next year.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An ambitious billion-dollar renovation project begins today at Reagan National Airport. Spokesman Rob Yingling.
The benefits of Project Journey in the end include eliminating Gate 35X, where folks ride buses to planes parked outside. We're going to be building a beautiful new concourse with 14 jet bridge gates.
But the project will be a painful process for some drivers, requiring lane closures and traffic disruptions around the airport. Most of the work, though, will be done overnight. Even though Russia was banned from the Olympics for doping, over 160 supposedly clean Russian athletes are competing under the Olympic flag. But now one of them has tested positive.
It wasn't a speed skater or a hockey player or an alpine skier. It was a curling athlete from Russia who preliminarily tested positive for a drug that increases blood flow.
The IOC cannot communicate on individual cases while the procedure is ongoing.
International Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams did confirm that an investigation was underway, though.
When an athlete is caught for doping, of course it's extremely disappointing, but it does show that the system works.
The curler won a bronze in mixed doubles. If his second urine sample also tests positive, he'll likely have to give the medal back. The drug meldonium was banned in 2016. Steve Kastenbaum in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 25,219, the Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports: Team LeBron beats Team Stefan in the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball: the Maryland women lose their second straight. NHL: the Caps are in Buffalo this afternoon. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
We're having so much fun with this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's what we call great radio.
Details at WMAL.com.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take